CQ, CQ, calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on GB3ZB and GB3FI. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 22nd of October, 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB 2023 Convention. ARIS contact with St. Peter and Thanet Church of England Junior School. Tonight at 8, webinar. The RSGB's 2023 convention took place last weekend and brought together hundreds of amateurs in person as well as many more across the world who watched the live stream. RSGB General Manager and Convention Chair Steve Thomas, M1ACB, said that in addition to the usual varied programme of lectures, he was delighted as Convention Chair to have led the team who introduced new aspects to the weekend, such as the all-day drop-in build-a-thon on Saturday, which encouraged people to enjoy making something for themselves and also to learn how to run a similar event at their local club or group to help others develop practical skills. The RSGB convention saw presentations about taking amateur radio into schools, young radio amateurs travelling to Yota Camp, as well as the usual mix of fascinating technical talks about many aspects of amateur radio today. There were also more RSGB committees and groups at the convention to highlight the important work that the RSGB does through its volunteers. Steve said that the convention planning team is already receiving an overwhelming amount of positive feedback, but he encouraged anyone who attended the convention to complete the feedback form if they haven't already done so. Go to rsgb.org/feedback and share your thoughts. The Society will share a small number of convention presentations on YouTube over the coming weeks and will provide many more for members to view as part of the benefit of RSGB membership. In addition, you will be able to watch a series of special interviews that were recorded over the weekend. The interview with the RSGB and IRTS presidents has been released this week and you can see it on the RSGB YouTube channel and also on the RSGB convention web page at rsgb.org/convention. Children at St. Peter and Thanet Church of England Junior School in Broadstairs, Kent, had an out-of-this-world experience this week with ARIS contact between the school and NASA astronaut Yasmin Mogbelly, KI5WSL, on board the International Space Station. It was an exciting and inspiring day for all involved. RSGB Board Chair Stuart Bryan, G3YSX, attended the event and met ESA Reserve astronaut Megan Christian, who encouraged the children to dream big. The event, which featured on local BBC and ITV news programmes that evening, as well as BBC Radio Kent, can be watched on the ARIS YouTube channel. The RSGB carried out a poll in its Facebook group for new and returning licensees, which showed that basic introductions to contesting and antennas were the top two topics of interest. In October, the RSGB ran a Tonight at 8 webinar, which covered an introduction to contesting, and in November, it is focusing on antennas. On Monday, the 6th of November, MM0OPX will give an entry-level introduction to antennas generally, including a focus on end-fed half-wave antennas, transformers, construction and performance. Join the presentation and ask questions live on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel. To find out more about this and other RSGB webinars, go to rsgb.org/webinars. Today is the last day of Jamboree on the Air, also known as JOTA. The event promotes friendship and global citizenship and is a brilliant celebration of amateur radio among the Scout Association. There are many stations active over the weekend, so please listen out for the young operators on the air. Some groups have shared details of call signs that are active over the weekend, and the RSGB has compiled a list on its website. Go to rsgb.org/JulietOscarTangoAlpha and choose the JOTA Stations on the Air link on the right-hand side of the page. The RSGB would love to see your photos of scouts getting involved with JOTA, so tag the RSGB and also use the hashtag JOTAJOTI to be involved in the conversation on social media. There will be a report in RADCOM, so please send details and photos from your event to radcom@rsgb.org.uk by the 14th of November. A reminder now that the RSGB National Radio Centre will be closed to the public from Saturday the 28th of October until Saturday the 5th of November inclusive, because Bletchley Park will be hosting the first global summit on artificial intelligence. Please note that this closure period includes an additional 2 days more than was previously announced by Bletchley Park. For information about the closure, please see the Bletchley Park website at bletchleypark.org.uk. Today is the second day of the RAF Air Cadets Blue Ham Radio Communications Exercise. Cadets are contacting radio amateurs on the shared section of the 5 MHz band. A Blue Ham participation certificate is available to those who contact 15 or more special cadet call signs during the exercise. Just search online for Exercise Blue Ham to find out more. There's just over 1 week of UK Bunkers on the Air 2023 to go. And what a month it's been so far. Activators have reported multiple pilots and higher than expected levels of hunters. Due to the popularity of the event, the organisers have decided to continue with a rolling programme from the 1st of November. Look out for new bunker references and challenges in the new year. All activators who submit an activator tracker will be entered into a prize draw. To view the rules and information, visit bunkersontheair.org. And now for details of rallies and events. The Galashiels Radio Rally is taking place today. Carrickfergus Amateur Radio Group Rally will take place on Saturday the 28th of October. The venue will be Elim Pentecostal Church, North Road, Carrickfergus, County Antrim. The doors will be open for vendors from about 9 a.m. and for everyone else at 11:30 a.m. Refreshments will be available, there will be a bring and buy stall, and everyone is very welcome to attend. The Essex CW Boot Camp will also take place on Saturday the 28th of October. The venue will be the Witham Scout and Guide Headquarters, Powers Hall End, Witham, Essex, postcode Charlie Mike 8 to Hotel Echo. The doors open at 8:30 a.m. for registration. Entrance is £10, and this includes free drinks and cakes. Advanced registration is advised as places are limited. For more information, email golf0indianbravo1@yahoo.com. or phone 0745 342 6087. Members of ARI Pordene and ARI Beluno will be active as India India 3 Romeo Delta Victor until the 31st of October. The special call sign is active to mark the 60th anniversary of the Vaillant Dam disaster. On the 9th of October 1963, a massive landslide plunged into the reservoir, causing a 250-metre high mega tsunami. QSL via India Victor 3 Echo Hotel Hotel. Amateur Radio Magazine, the official journal of the Wireless Institute of Australia, will reach 90 years of continuous publication this month. To mark this milestone, the Wireless Institute of Australia has obtained a special event call sign, Victor Kilo 90 Alpha Romeo. The call sign will be in use until the 31st of December and may be used by any member of the Wireless Institute of Australia, as well as any affiliated club, QSL via Logbook of the World and OQRS. Now the DX News. Today is the last chance to work the Radio Club de Provence, 6KOP, which is active as Tango Oscar 8 Foxtrot Hotel from Mayotte, AF027. A large team is operating CW, SSB and digital modes, as well as QO100 on the 160 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, OQRS, or via F5GSJ. See the TO8FH Facebook page for more information and updates. Harold DF2WO is active as X-Ray Tango 2 Alpha Whiskey from Ouagadougou in Burkina Faso until the 26th of October. He operates all modes on the HF bands, the 6-meter band, and via QO100, QSL via M0OXO's OQRS. Now the contest news. Today, the 50 MHz Affiliated Societies contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. The Worked All Germany contest started at 1500 UTC on Saturday the 21st and ends at 1500 UTC today, using CW and SSB on the 18 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. German stations also send their DOK reference. On Tuesday the 24th of October, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 1830 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 25th of October, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80-meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using CW on the 80-meter band, the exchange's your 6-character locator. On Thursday the 26th of October, the Autumn Series SSB contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using SSB on the 80-meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The CQ Worldwide DX SSB contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 28th of October and ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday the 29th of October, using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and CQ zone. The UK is in zone 14. This is Golf Bravo to Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf for Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 19th of October 2023. We had a quieter week with both lower sunspot numbers and better geomagnetic conditions. The solar flux index was 135 on Thursday the 19th, down from 156 the week before. Let's hope this is a temporary lull in solar cycle 25's progression. We had no M class or higher flares to contend with, and the KP index was generally below 3 all week. Only on Thursday did things start to become a little more unsettled as the KP index climbed to 3.67 in the morning, with warnings that worse may be to come due to a coronal mass ejection on the 16th of October. So the earlier part of the week was better HF propagation, with many stations reporting DX contacts, including T2C, a German DX position to Tuvalu, and YL2GM's one-person DX expedition to Tristan da Cunha. It's nice to see DX opening up, especially on the higher bands. PropQuest.com reports that, generally, the maximum usable frequency over a 3,000 km path remains above 28 MHz during daylight hours, so make the most of the 10 and 12 meter bands. The maximum usable frequency, or MUF, is the highest radio frequency that can be used for transmission between two points on the Earth by reflection from the ionosphere. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will rise to around 145 all week, while geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be stable, with a KP around 2 to 3. But, as always, watch out for coronal mass ejections and their impact. Another VHF and up propagation news. We're struggling to find anything optimistic regarding Tropo in this unsettled spell of weather, and again it may well be down to rain scatter to provide the entertainment. Once out of the summer thunderstorm season, the results are rarely as good, even though you'll be spoiled for choice. There will be a transient weak ridge over some eastern areas on Tuesday, but only acting as a separator between the lows and not expected to be effective for Tropo. Incidentally, in this fairly typical spell of unsettled autumnal weather, strong winds and heavy rain can be a notable feature, and this puts stress on antennas and coax, so make a note of any weak points and use the next fine spell to put things right. What propagation remains is the usual stopgap pair of modes, meteor scatter and aurora, both of which could be worth checking during the coming week. A reminder that the Orionid shower, active from the 2nd of October to the 7th of November, peaks today, with an average zenithal hourly rate, or ZHR, of around 20. For EME operators, moon declination reached minimum on Friday the 20th, so the following week we'll see lengthening moon windows. Next Thursday's perigee means that path losses are at their lowest this week. 144 MHz sky noise starts high, but falls throughout the coming week, remaining low to moderate. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. No nets this week, just meetings. Starting with news for the Southwest. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7 p.m. Contact is Sue, info@foxtrotromeoalfaromeosierra.co.uk. On Wednesday, Gordano Amateur Radio Group is meeting from 8 p.m. at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead. Contact is via g4kpm.co.uk. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. Contact is matt20fnt 0730 554 9614. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Today, the club will be assisting with a Jota event at the Scout Hut, Grahamston Road, Sedbury, Chepstow. On Wednesday, the 25th of October, the club will be enjoying a talk on the Yaesu FTM D400 XD radio. For info, visit Tango Sierra Golf, Alfa Romeo Charlie, .uk, or email secretary at Tango Sierra Golf Alfa Romeo Charlie.uk. In Wales, the next meeting of Aberdaron District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 27th of October at Hirwine YMCA Hall, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 449 Romeo Bravo, from 6 p.m. Contact is Ian Miles 2W0IWM or info at aberdareradio.club. Aberconfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. Contact is Brian, GW4DVB, info at aberconfigradioclub.co.uk. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society will be meeting for a natter night. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900560080. Cumbrian in District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. Contact is Ken Smith, 07411-595-103, or visit Mike Charlie Zero Yankee Alpha Delta dot club. Highfield's Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sonnydale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. Contact is Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Thursday, Newport Amateur Radio Society will be meeting at the Society's clubhouse and via Zoom from 7 p.m. Golf Whiskey for Echo Zulu Whiskey .org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society is now moved to Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, Charlie Foxtrot 41, 7 Sierra Yankee. More information about the Society can be found by visiting gw2fof.co.uk. Contact is John, GW4BUZ, 01443-432-542. Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Glebelands Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 19, Simon Hotel Foxtrot. For more information, contact the club secretary via email to usksideradio@gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, keep safe, from the GB2RS news team.